How often have we had relationships that go bad? Could it be any worse than the relationship that CNN used to have with Chris Cuomo? Now filing a $125 million arbitration suit, alleging that his firing from the network was unjustified and has damaged his professional reputation. I think you did a pretty good job of your own before they fired you.
Right. Yeah. Like, I got a career for him.
Jeez. Yeah?
I have a career for him.
What's that?
Yeah. His brother's going to run again for governor. He should be his campaign manager.
Yeah, he's got experience in that.
Or his spokesperson.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, there are just legends of these kinds of stories where these seemingly happy relationships and everyone's benefiting from whatever everyone's involved in, and suddenly it goes bad.
Well, yeah, especially in between Chris and the guy who followed him at night, Lamon. I mean, they seemed to be buddy-buddy no more.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I just don't. Well, is this one of the reasons why the CNN president, the former president, left? Is that why he kind of abruptly resigned? I mean,
I think so.
That they had Chris Cuomo on all that time, and it was obvious that he wasn't covering anything that had to deal with his brother, and that was big news.
Yeah. Well, it also had to do, though, with his having a relationship with one of his direct supports.
I know. For some reason, I felt like that was kind of, I don't know, they were trying to give him another reason to leave, in a way. Because it seemed like that was a consensual relationship, right? That is what both parties say. So, yeah.
I don't know. I've read good things about I can't think of the guy's name, but they brought in a new guy to succeed him. A lot of people in the industry feel he is going to do a very good job.
Yeah, I think he wants to direct it more in the hard news area, kind of like where CNN used to be
for many years. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Well, and you mentioned that because, again, going back to what he was or was not doing, again, he was never doing it as a quote-unquote news journalist.
No.
He was doing
his opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Which is a bunch
commentator,
of
commentator.
Yeah,
right.
All these people are doing the same kinds of things.
Yeah, all the cable networks from 8 to midnight.
So why were they upset with the way he was doing things? That's what I don't understand.
That's the problem with Fox and CNN. They've become talking head networks with, you know, these
and
panels.
Less news, right.
Yeah. Rather than news
especially
networks
from,
where they just do news.
Especially from 7 to midnight.
Yeah. And while it's not
while
it's not a good thing, one of the side benefits of the war against Ukraine is that it's caused them and forced them to do a lot more news than what they had been doing with all these talk shows.
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe that, yeah.
Well, no, I think in a way to answer what you were saying, Charlie, I think that they were okay with what Cuomo was doing. It was, but I think it was everything to deal with not covering and giving advice to his brother and everything. And I think that just did not that's what didn't sit right with anybody.
Yeah, it's just again.
And I don't know many people on the left. I don't know many people in the center, and I didn't know many people on the right who really like Chris Cuomo. So that was the other thing. What I really didn't get.
Well, I tell you what. This is, if I'm Fox News, I'm hiring Chris Cuomo. I am. If he's got that big of a vendetta against him, if they want a competition against each other, hire the competition because he's got no love for him right now.
He'll have his own podcast if he hasn't had one already.
Yeah. So.
Put him on the 5.
Yeah.
Replace Geraldo or something.